thanks to the three people that answered that. I'm in the hotel across the street. The hotel across the street has an odd design where they have the mini refrigerator right next to the safe. And the safe has a digital keypad on it, so it makes it look like a microwave. So what I'm trying to say is I lock my leftovers in the safe. So if anybody plans on robbing room 830 of the Hyatt, it's going to be a real shitty score. I'm just going to rob a guy with real weird priority. He left his wallet on the counter, but there's a half a tin of poutine locked up. This guy's got weird priorities. I'm like an awkward guy. This is actually terrifying for me. I'll tell you where this is where I'm at socially. I recently said God bless you to a cat. The cat sneezed. And then it was quiet. And that made me uncomfortable. Because I was raised right. So I sneeze. I'm like, I'm going to say something. I'm like, yeah, but it's a cat. It's like, to hell with it. We're all God's creatures. I'm going for it. God bless you, cat. And then the cat looked at me. Because that's what they do. They look at the origin of sounds. But they have very judgmental faces. So this cat looked at me and his whole expression was like, you know I don't have a belief system put into place that would require a blessing from a deity. You do realize that I'm a cat. I think you say stuff like God bless you because you think that outward presentation of being nice masks the fact that deep down you think you're not a good person. I think that's why you put on a facade of politeness. Furthermore, I was worshipped in ancient Egypt as a god, all right? If I need to bless myself, I can bless myself. That's one of the benefits of being a deity. It actually comes in very handy. I sneeze all the time. I'm covered in cat hair. I might be allergic. Try that one on for irony. And as much as I was surprised that I said, God bless you, the cat, next thing that came out of my mouth was like, well, go fuck yourself, cat. That's what I said. And if you were a fly on the wall in that room, all you saw was a guy alone go, God bless you, cat. Go fuck yourself, cat. And that's why I don't interact with people so well, all right? Because that's the level I'm at with the animal kingdom, and it's not going so great. It's either that or, like, I smother the opportunity for conversation. You know, somebody would just be like, how's it going? And I just crush it like Lenny and the bunnies, like, you want to be friends? I was on an elevator, I was alone, guy gets on the elevator, regular looking fella, and doors close, and he says to me, in a very nice way, just goes, you smell nice. And I said, thank you, because I don't get that compliment ever. This smells how it looks, all right? There's no surprises here. You're not going to get within an olfactory radius and be like, is that daffodils? Who would have thought it? So he said that, and I was flattered. I said, thank you. But then the next thing out of his mouth was a lot more ominous. His second effort at conversation, he kind of lowered his gaze at me like I passed the first test. And then he said, you just get out of the shower. That's never information I've needed from someone before. I haven't asked personal friends that. That's not something you need to know. And he said it real weird, like it was a checklist, you know? Like, ooh, you're already scrubbed up? Good, that's going to save a lot of time when we get to the desert. Clean skin is the best for making lamps out of. Like, what's this guy going after? But instead of seeing this as a threat, I jumped all over it because somebody wants to be a new friend. My response, I was like, what do you smell? What do you smell? Is it lavender? Do you smell lavender? Tell me if it's lavender. I got a new face wash that I'm using. It's lavender. Tell me if it's lavender, because it might be that. It's very overpowering. It could be a whole body, but really it's just my face if it's lavender. Lavender? And he responded by immediately exiting the elevator. Like he just split. And that's when I realized, oh, I just out-creeped a creeper, is what I did right there. My own desperation became a form of self-defense, and I became too much work for a pervert. This guy had his sights set on me, scored me up. Oh, 170, a little doughy. I can take him down. And he just got out of the shower. Great. I opened my mouth up about a face wash. Next thing, he's just like, this guy's just going to chew through the gag and ruin the whole van ride. I wasn't looking for a project today, all right? I was just trying to kill an afternoon. That's my time. Thank you very much, you guys.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ohl from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
You give me a smile, a piece of your heart. You give me the fear I've been looking for. You give me a soul, your innocent love. And you are the one I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for. We're lost in a kiss, a moment in time, forever young, just forever, just forever.
Hello and welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. Here we are for another week. I hope you are well. Thank you again for listening in to my show, the Liam Burke Show. I do hope that if you have any requests you'd like played, you will get in contact and let me know also. Now, kicking off this week's show, we had Kyle Canaan with Out Creeping a Creeper. And just there, you heard Scorpions when you came in to my life. How's everyone doing? Hope you had a great week. I'm back here to play more music for you. And hopefully you'll enjoy it, because I know I am. And sitting here each week, I do thoroughly enjoy it. I've got some more songs coming up from Tony Smith's album and another track which Tony's involved in by Mr. Jim Bates. That's coming up later on in the show. So I will keep going with the tunes. And here is one from Susie and the Banshees. And this is My Happy House. There you go, that was Susie and the Banshees and Happy House from many, many moons ago back in the 80s. It came on an album, Dark Side of the 80s. Check it out as well. Fantastic. I actually liked, I didn't at the time, like most time, most people didn't. But as you get older, you grew to respect songs and realize that there were some fantastic cracking songs out there. Here is Free with Fire and Water. There you go, that's Free and Fire and Water. Now, two tracks I want to play for you just now, side by side. And both of them have Mr. Tony Smith involved in them. The first one is off Tony's album, and it is, of course, called Queen of My Heart. And then followed by Mr. Jim Bates, a good friend of Tony's, and Tony is playing slide guitar on it. And Jim's song is The Honey Spinner. So I'm going to play two of them back to back. Here is Tony's first with Queen of the Heart, and then after that we have Jim's with The Honey Spinner.
You are the queen of my heart. there's nothing I wouldn't do. Watch TV programs I don't even like, just to get sitting next to you, queen of my heart. You are the sugar, you are the spice. Sometimes you're nasty, sometimes you're nice. Like the pepper in my stew, just ain't the same without you, queen of my heart. Queen of my heart. Just when I thought that I'd seen it all, you came along even though I didn't call. Oh pretty baby, what can I do? Don't think I'd be anywhere without you, the queen of my heart. Did what I did and saw what I saw. You didn't seem to mind. You helped me leave it all behind, queen of my heart. There must be something nobody else can see. You took my cold heart down from a dusty shelf, warmed it up, made me believe in myself, queen of my heart.
seen you a lot. I'll take you a tape. I'll ply you with wine, but there's a sting in my tail. I'll love you and leave you when the honey's all gone. Just like a honeybee, I'll just keep moving on. Cause I'm a sweet talking honey spinner.
There you go, that's Mr. Jim Bates and Honey Spinner. And a little note that's wrote underneath says, written, sung, played and recorded home by yours truly. Special thanks to Tony Smith for slide guitar, boards, stings and spins, all on guitar. And Tony before that with Queen of My Heart. Another track coming up from Tony later on. Some great, great local guys around here at the minute, which is fantastic. And I love playing their stuff because it's so good. And it always puts me in good form. Anyway, seeing as we played Susie and the Banshees, what about playing a little bit of The Cure with Lullaby?
Thank you.
There you go. That was The Cure and Lullaby. Just love the way it takes me back to the forgotten days of many, many moons ago, back in the 80s, when we hated everything. We grew up, we said we hated everything, but realistically we liked them, and we didn't want our parents to like the stuff we liked, so we hated everything. That was it. That's just the excuse. Now you know the inside track. Anyway, it's time for more comedy, and this time around I'm Mr. Jim Gaffigan, and this time Jim has What Do We Even Know About Saints?
We're sane today, right? There's no saints. Nobody's like, you know what, I'm thinking of, I'm either going to go graphic design or saint. Nobody goes for it, because, well, there are Latter-day Saints. There's Mormons. I love the Mormons. I don't know what Latter-day means. Maybe that means they're like deviant till 3 p.m. I'm like, well, kids are coming home. Let's get out of these S&M outfits, honey. Back in khakis. I'm talking about the traditional Catholic sense of a saint. Nobody goes for saint anymore because it's too hard. To be considered a Catholic saint, you have to perform two miracles. I don't know why it's two. It's not like half of us would be like, you know, if it was one, I'd go for it. Yeah, because I could do that thing with my elbow. It's not like one miracle's not impressive. You're never in a job interview unless you hear special skills, walk on water, Microsoft Word. Tell me about the Microsoft Word. Actually, where I live in New York City is where the soon-to-be first African-American saint is buried. His name was Pierre Toussaint, and he was a hairdresser. I don't even know you could be a hairdresser in a saint. But he apparently got done cutting people's hair, and they were like, this is a miracle. And he was a great man. And he'll be a saint. He'll probably be the patron saint of hairdressers. You know, because saints, they're in charge of things. Like, you're in charge of hairdressers. You're in charge of lost objects. St. Patrick, you're in charge of Ireland. St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. Every March 17th, we honor St. Patrick by getting wasted. Right? But we don't know. We don't know. St. Patrick could be up in heaven going, I didn't even drink. What are these people doing? I like the color blue. I made that very clear. Can someone remind God I'm from Italy? I don't want to rock the boat here, but these Irish are degenerates. Because they don't get to choose what they're the patron saint of, right? Like Saint Bonaventure, patron saint of bowel issues. I'm not making that up. Bowel issues. That, talk about a promotion you don't want. Bonaventure's in heaven. St. Peter comes and goes, Bonaventure, you're a saint. Bonaventure's like, yes, yes. Am I the patron saint of scholars? Not scholars. What am I the patron saint of? Bowel issues. Bowel issues? Yeah, you know when someone's getting a colonoscopy, or say they're sitting on the toilet with IBS or explosive diarrhea, and they're praying to God. Well, we don't want them praying directly to God. So you would be like a conduit. That way, God's not talking to someone who's doing number two. Okay. Of course, I'm talking about Catholic saints because I'm Catholic. I'm not a good Catholic. Like, if there was a test for Catholics, I would fail. But then again, most Catholics would fail, which is probably why there's not a test. But since I'm Catholic and I'm a comedian, I was asked to open for the Pope when he visited America, and before you're impressed, it didn't go well. Like, I opened for the Pope, but the Pope wasn't sitting there like, ha, 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 ha. I don't know how the Pope laughs. Hopefully not like Jabba the Hutt. But I did 15 minutes of stand-up, and then the Pope-mobile drove into this outdoor amphitheater space. I opened for an automobile. And that's not even the first time I've opened for a car. I had to cut my honeymoon short so that I could perform at the Iowa State Fair, where I opened for Kyle Busch's NASCAR. Kyle Busch wasn't there, just his car. I did 15 minutes of stand-up, and then some stagehands pushed his number 18 on the stage, and audience members came up and got pictures with the car. The car did better. But I did open for the Pope-mobile in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And if you've been there, you know they mean that sarcastically. I love Philly, but saying Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love is a little bit like saying Syria, a place for peace. But I love I love the whole Northeast. I'm from the Midwest, but I choose to live in the Northeast because I love the energy and I love the fact that everyone in the Northeast is angry for absolutely no reason at all. Furious. From Philadelphia to Boston, pissed off. Right? That whole Acela line, I call it the corridor of hate. But that is why we are the United States. Think of those initial 13 colonies. Like, in Virginia, those guys, like Jefferson and Madison, those guys were like the philosophers. They're like, we're born with these inalienable rights. We should have representation. But it was the people in the Northeast, in Boston, they were like, screw it. Dump all the tea in the habit. Those English are dicks. They don't say that before hospital.
It's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love you. You're damn right.
Sky, I could have a painter's idea, but this
There you go, that's David Bowie, and this is not America. No, it's not. It's Ireland. That's where it is. Yes, anyway, we've... what have I got for you? Yes, I've got loads more great tracks. And this one is from a guy called Steve Vai. Tommy, my good friend Kelly, asked me about putting... he asked me about putting, what do you call it, or he asked me about would I be interested in going to see Steve Vai in Dublin. It's happening on the 10th of June, and I said, sure, why not? Let's go with it. I wouldn't be a big fan or anything of Steve Vai, but listen, music is music, and getting out there and getting to see, and he's a great guitarist, and actually the music is very, very good, but it's just that the opportunity comes up. We get to see more music. There's, I think there's a couple of gigs happening. Pat's playing in May and April. And I think there's one at the beginning of April as well. Then there's the, what do you call it? The June one. And then we've got Rory Gallagher at the beginning of June. So there's loads of great music gigs coming up. So I said, feck it, why not? We've been locked up for 2 years. So it's about time we get out and start listening to great music again. Plus, I'm back on the road doing the gigs with I have a 50th birthday, doing a 70s and 80s night on a 50th birthday in a couple of weeks' time. So, really looking forward to it. Anyway, here is Steve Vai with Bad Horsey. We'll be right back. There you go. Just finishes weirdly. Steve Vai and Bad Horsey. I'm looking forward actually now to getting to the gig because that really put me in the mood for it. I hope it did you. Now, here we got Mr. Bruce Springsteen with Tougher Than the Rest.
Thank you.
There you go, Mr. Bruce Springsteen. And tougher than the rest. I played it because I was moving a picture in a house in not too far away from me, and I was doing a bit of painting around it, and they had a picture from back in 1985 when Bruce Springsteen played in Slane. So I decided it was it really was when music was music. I didn't get to see him that time, and I didn't get around to seeing him, but I definitely went to start going Slane in 86 when I seen Queen, then 87 Bowie. 92, I went to see Guns N' Roses, and I think that was the last gig I've seen in Slane. Now, I've seen them out from the road, Metallica and a few others, but no, I didn't go in. But anyway, seeing that picture on the wall, and I said, yeah, I've got to play a Bruce Springsteen track, which I just did. And here's Rainbow, Since You've Been Gone. You've been gone. There you go, that was Rainbow, and Since You've Been Gone. And it's time for now for Mr. Tony Smith. Another track from Tony, and it's a track called On My Way.
I was rolling down the road, moving on my mind, when I seen a blue flashing light from behind. So I pulled on over and rolled down the window. He said, "Hey there, sonny, you weren't going too slow." I was feeling kind of tired, the sun was creeping down. He asked what had brought me to this side of town. So I explained I was getting away from circumstances I could not deny. "Forgive me whatever it is I have done. I can't remember why I'm on the run. Must have been treason or some other reason. So let me be on my way. Destination will take another day. So I pulled into a motel on my way. The lady at the desk asked me, was I alone? I said, more than ever. She picked up the phone. "Forgive me whatever it is I have done. I can't remember. Treason or some other reason. So let me be on my way. On my way." I awoke at sunrise. She'd already gone. She'd written her number and left before dawn. I felt so bad for leave her behind. Now and again it still preys on my mind. "Forgive me whatever it is I have done. I can't remember why I'm on the run. Must have been treason or some other reason. So let me be on my way. On my way. On my way. On my way. On my way."
There you go, Mr. Tony Smith, and On My Way. More from Tony's album next week, and we'll keep playing them until the album is played. But if you want to get in contact with Tony Smith, I'm sure he'll make a copy of the CD for you, and you'll be able to buy it off him. Go out there and do it. Fantastic. Because without these guys getting paid to do some of this stuff, we're never going to hear great music like that. And it's always great to hear Tony, Jim, Paul McCann, Jordan Dennis, all these boys making this music, because without making the music, we would not have it. And Roy Shields and loads more beside. Without all these guys making music, we wouldn't have any great local music like that. We'd be stuck with Britain's Got Talent and all that kind of crap. Anyway, that is just my little tuppence worth. Here is Chris Redd with What People From LA Think Cold Weather Is.
From Chicago, man. I've been in L.A. about a year, man. It's cool. There's some differences. I noticed, you know, like the weather is fucking amazing. In Chicago, it's crazy. It was 20 degrees. In Chicago, got real cold. That means I'm cold bougie. And I experienced my first L.A. winter, and that shit was fucking adorable. It's like 70 degrees. Motherfuckers are wearing scarves. Double wrap. Walking around like they own a castle. Take that shit off your neck. The sun is out. You know your neck is sweaty. Now you out here with a wet neck endangering the world. People with wet necks make bad decisions. Hitler had a wet neck the whole time. They left that out of the history books. But I love it now, man. I was in Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I love the A. Yeah, y'all get crazy. Y'all strippers don't stop twerking. That's crazy. I love Atlanta, man. I was in the airport for 5 hours because they got 2 inches of snow and shut the whole city down. That shit was amazing to me, man. People left their cars on the highway. They saw 2 inches of snow and said, fuck this, and got out the car. We're walking. Come on, kids. That is not how you deal with snow. And they don't have snow all the time, so they're not walking confidently in snow. So it's a whole highway full of cartoon characters. That is stupid. But I was in the airport acting a fool, man. I was smacking people. Y'all don't know what cold is. Like, why you smack me? That's what Chicago wind feels like, bitch. Turn up. I like to say turn up after things I do wrong. It's great. I met this lady though, man. I was waiting there about 5 hours, you know. And I walked up to her and I was like, hey, Tanya. Yeah, we've been waiting like 4 hours, man. You got any kind of updates? Anything you could possibly tell us at all when we'll get out of here? Yo, she doesn't answer me at all. She jumps right on the intercom. Thank you for choosing Delta Airlines. This is Tanya. Now, I know some of y'all got questions. I got questions too. But right now we ain't boarding the plane because we can't find the captain. I don't know. I don't see him, so I don't know. So if you got any other questions, I'm gonna need you to be like Superman, lifting a Mustang and hold your horses. Thank you. I don't know why everybody's so mad about these 2 inches shutting the whole city down, because I shut down every time I see 2 inches. You hear me, bitch? And we are Facebook friends, because that was some gangster shit to say at your job. She was at work. Her manager, Todd, came out and was like, excuse me, Tanya. Tanya, you can't say that on the intercom. And Tanya turned with no hesitation and was like, Todd, I've been working 16 hours every day for 7 days straight, and I ain't got no goddamn bonus. I say whatever the fuck I want. And Todd was like, I'm going to go on break, okay? I'm going to go on break. I keep in touch with her, though, man. I Skype her all the time. I Skyped her 3 weeks ago just to check up on her. It was her day off. I was like, yo, Tanya, what's up? How you doing? She was like, I'm good. I mean, these kids driving me crazy, but they mine, so they still here. Which I feel like that's the slogan for parenting. Like, I've never had kids be like, parenting, they're still yours, so they're still here. And so we talked for a while, and then I was like, yo, go get the kids. I want to say something to them before I get off the phone. So she runs off, right? She was gone for 2 minutes. She comes back, and she was like, Chris, I got to go. I'm so sorry. I left my kids at the mall. What? Tanya was so high, she left her kids at the mall. She was driving home like, they're so quiet. I'm so proud of them. They're not there, bitch. Turn around. You became a bad mother so fast.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB, Dirt McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
Thank you.
little child. Dry your crying eyes. How can I explain the fear you feel inside? 'Cause you were born into this evil world where man is killing man and no one knows just why. What have we become? Just look what we have done. All that we destroyed, you must build again. When the children cry, let them know we tried. 'Cause when the children sing, then the new world begins. Little child, you must show the way to a better day for all the young. 'Cause you were born for the world to see that we all can live with love and peace. No children cry, let them know we try. 'Cause when the children sing, then the new world begins.
Unbelievable. When I hear that song back in the 80s, and I remember hearing it on MTV USA, and I just thought, you know, fantastic song then. And now, 30-odd years later, I still think it's a fantastic song. A cracking band. White Line and When the Children Cry. Now, what have I got for you? I have three great tracks before we finish up this week. So I'm going to kick it off with this one from Led Zeppelin. And it is called All My Love.
Of course, the flame that did, and love.
lives within. Ours is a fire, all the warmth we can find. He is a feather in the wind. Earth, all of my love to you now.
All of my love to you out there. From Liam Bourke on The Liam Bourke Show. Yeah, not over yet. Don't be fretting. That is Led Zeppelin and All of My Love. A couple more tracks on The Liam Bourke Show. Before we finish up this week, like a great one from The Rolling Stones. And this time around, I've got one I don't play way too often. I played it once or twice before. But this one is from The Rolling Stones album Black and Blue. And it's called Memory Motel.
Painted green and blue. The tires were wearing thin.
thin. She turned on my eye. Back up to Boston, I'm singing in a bar. I got to fly today on down to Baton Rouge. My nerve is shot already, the road ain't all that smooth. Across the Texas is the road to San Antonio. I keep on feeling that now.
There you go, that's the Rolling Stones and Memory Motel from the album Black and Blue. Now, nearly time to get out of Dodge and Liam Burke to sign off on the Liam Burke Show, but I'm going to leave you with a great track from one of my favourite bands, and lucky enough that it constantly reminds me of when we're up in Ballyshannon, and Jim and the boys all get together and play this. It's absolutely cracking. They play great, great, great Pink Floyd stuff. And there's so many great tribute acts to Pink Floyd as well. So if you get around checking them out, there is plenty out there. There's nearly one in every country. So go check it out. Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show for another week. Thanks very much for listening and stay safe. And I'll see you all back here next week. Here is Pink Floyd with Comfortably Numb. Take it easy. See you all soon. Stay safe.